Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating our third decade. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. LearnToLead.com is his website. All of his books there, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 books he sold, and he's written that are sold. I don't know how many bestsellers. I mean, these are outstanding books, folks. You will be smarter when you hang out with Dave. Dave, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to keep good people. If you got good people, how do you keep them? And you were about to get into feedback a little bit. I had a conversation with a feedback expert earlier in the hour. We focused on millennials, and feedback is a real touchy subject now, because for some people, feedback is tantamount to fussing at me.
Right, and it really depends on how you deliver it. You know, it's like you got to give feedback both ways. All right, so if someone's doing well, a lot of people are okay with this. You're doing well, I'm going to pat you on the back eventually. A couple rules that I have found are really effective with feedback. The longer you wait, the less it means.
Yeah.
Okay, so whether they're doing well or doing poorly, you got to get there faster. Otherwise, I mean, delayed consequences just don't really affect performance so much. And you got to be specific. I could say, you know what, Jim, you did a great job with that customer. And that's certainly better than nothing. But if I say, you know what, Jim, I saw the way that you patiently listened to that customer and let him finish, and then you gave him a great answer and it kind of calmed him down and they bought him. That's the type of engagement we're looking for. That's totally different than, Jim, you did a great job. Mm-hmm. So if you can be specific, if you can be fast, all right, if you can be fast both ways, okay, so some people, they're quick at patting the back, but when somebody's off track, I don't want to make them uncomfortable.
Right.
And the problem is you don't have to make a big deal out of it, Jim. Okay, what you just did with that customer, let me explain. That's not how we want to do it here. Let me show you again how to handle that, and then just make sure you're doing it that way from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd redefine what good performance looks like. Not a big speech. You don't have to go into drama mode. You do it as a conversation. You do it as a coach, all right, not as a cop.
Well, I'll tell you something else with millennials. This is something I think I've determined recently. Millennials, and everyone that I know who employs millennials agrees with me on this. Millennials are not comfortable getting critiques. They get really antsy, really nervous about it, and sometimes to the point of being animated. I mean, I've had them to almost feel like they were jumping out of their skin, and all I was doing was just, I wasn't yelling or fussing or being mean or anything. I just was saying, okay, you just messed this up, and you know you made a mistake. Let's talk about how do we not have it happen again? But it seems to me that when you catch them doing something right, you probably need to say, "Did you like that? Did you like me complimenting you?" "Yeah, I sure did, boss." Well, remember that emotion the next time I have to straighten you out for something you did wrong. Will you do that for me? What do you think about that, Dave?
I'm
making a deposit with you right now. So when I withdraw this, please don't get upset.
I think it sets a neat expectation. I think that's another form of setting a kind of a cool expectation, and they kind of see it coming.
Right.
But you gotta figure out how to do it in a way that works for you and the person. And you know, people are different. You got to know them to move them.
Yep.
And so some people take it totally differently. Some people, they're more interested in being comfortable than in getting better.
Yep.
They're more interested in being right than in getting better. So when you start to give them feedback, they want to argue or shut down. So you got to know your people. You got to know them to move them.
But you can't baby people.
No, you
can't. We got a job to do here. I remind my people, we take our jobs very serious, but we don't take ourselves seriously.
Well, some people have been babied long enough, which is why they can't withstand feedback. Okay?
Well, I have a fairly new employee, and the other day she did a really good job, and I was really bragging on her. I said, "Now you know the dangerous part of this, don't you?" She said, "What?" I said, "You're doing a great job now. Me bragging on you, it means you're probably going to mess up tomorrow." She said, "You think so?" I said, "Automatic." And guess what? Guess what? It actually happened.
Well, you were prophetic.
Oh no, I've been doing this a long time. And then we had a laugh about it.
Yeah,
you know, because it didn't take the house down. It didn't take us down. Right. It just messed up something up, and we fixed it.
Well, you know, when people have the wrong idea of any type of accountability today, with all the political correctness, they look at it as an attack or an affront and so forth. But if you think about it, there's nothing that says, "I care about you" more loudly than I'm going to hold you accountable.
Which is the way we feel about customers, too, right?
That's right.
Complaining customers are good friends. Hey, Dave, thanks again for being here. Always a pleasure. We learn so much when you're here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, my friend.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, learntolead.com. Don't forget to check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.